versus the talent of teaching, because there are, you know, there are lots of teachers in the world who are, you know,
there's a teacher right there,
who are, you know, skilled at teaching, but, you know, I'm confused.
Yeah, well, again, you're talking about a profession. It's like a person who is a doctor, a person who is an engineer, a person who is a carpenter, a person who is something. There are many areas where God has given people talents, okay? But I know a lot of teachers who cannot teach God's word. I've known people who are doctors, and when they're in the meeting, I said, how dumb it can be? Yeah, and it says, but then I realized what Solomon said. It's not earthly knowledge. It's not, there's nothing new under the sun. So what he says is the fear of God is the beginning of wisdom. So when a person, imagine, what is wonderful is to have an intelligent person humble enough to receive God's word. It is a breath of fresh air, because it means this man has come down off his of his force and off of all the stuff that this world has put in his mind, that he feels he above people, and then he comes and meets with people. That's why he says a brother could be in a meeting, he could be a doctor, he could be a lawyer, he could be what, when in a meeting he's just a brother. Some men will say, you call me Doc. Doc what? You're just a brother or sister. So I don't care what university you go to. You could have PhDs behind your name. When you're outside and I come to your office, how are you doing, Dr. Rice? But when he comes in the meeting, I should call him Brother Rice. That's it. It's equalizing. So this mentality of giving people titles and all this stuff. You know what? Paul called Luke, when he wrote, he's calling the beloved physician. He wrote, I'm telling that. But when he was in his company, he was Brother Luke. Brother Luke. And this is what is needed, is that in amongst Christians, you should lose your distinction because you are just a member in the body of Christ. So a person may have the ability, get a job. I've seen it. Your father and I used to work in the Navy Yard. It had a guy who got a job as a welder. And his shirt was had holes. You see, when you're welding, all kind of things burn up your clothes. He couldn't weld. But when he went for a job, he wore this holy shirt. And they saw him, they said, boy, you look like a welder, boy. And they pick him up. But he couldn't. It's an impression. But the fact is, we have to make this distinction. There are individuals who have talents and abilities that God has given to them. They have the intelligence. But I'm telling you, when it comes to God's word, and you match them up, they are not as much as intelligent in God's word. Because this is not what school they went to. It's your desire for divine things.